Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. Incidentally, if you enjoy this video, please press like at the end. Remember to subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Incidentally, you see behind me, the wardrobe is closed. Do we like this or not? People have been commenting, I should have, but I thought, you know, I'm all about authenticity, unspun, don't do it. This sort of fly by the seat of the pants cavalier attitude, that's me, creative chaos. I thought it was more genuine if I didn't, but I'll see what my adoring public wants. Anyway, in a matter of hours, Donald J. Trump will be sworn in by the Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, as in Roberts is the highest judge, the US Supreme Court. So Trump will commence his second term, the first non-consecutive second term since Grover Cleveland took office again in 1897, if memory serves. So Trump, he's 78, his 79th birthday, just in a few months. And as I've said before, I doubt he'll complete this term, may well die in this term, or failing that, be incapacitated by a stroke or some happenstance like that. So what's his second term going to be like as compared to his first? People often say presidents are more effective in the second term because they know what they're doing. Now, looking at the British system, I know it's not presidential, but Blair said the day prime minister takes over, he or she is at the height of his popularity, but at the lowest point in terms of experience. Now, by the time a leader leaves office, it's the opposite way around. Tons of experience. Understand how the system works, but popularity, just capital has been expended, which usually why he or she is forced out. A lot of lectures are there like that. Not having out as a kind of choosing. Usually. As a chance we had in opposition to Mali over. Now his mental pledge is late. But his team will be more effective before we'll know what they're doing. A witness sales must go to the Senate and the House of Representatives. It's not like so they're more of the best party agenda. But what does Trump want to do? I mean, anything like Ukraine were in 4 hours. Well, even Trump's even said that ain't going to happen. That's another lie. And Trump, he believed it was even stupider than I thought. Because if you see something on your desk, he's going to say, all right, I'll give you peace, so long as you get on. Right? Anyway, that's not going to fly. But the things like all the executive voices going to sign on day one, which I'll listen to them. They lambasted Barack Obama when he was president for signing too many city borders. They said, oh, this is unconstitutionality, and the executive is arrogated to itself. Competence is properly within the purview of the legislature. So, you know, that is congressional, very little comes to me. It's a prerogative. Anyhow, obviously, I've never studied US law. I don't know dividing line, what's executive, what's legislative. But signing these things actually getting enforced is another matter. So it's important to legal immigrants. And actually, the Obama administration, to pause from record number of legal immigrants, still had DACA deferred action for child arrivals agreements. Trump ended that state. But still, by the end of the presidency, there were several million illegal immigrants in the United States. And he wanted no forgiveness, very un-Christian of him. Considering some of these people were across the border as babes in arms, they did nothing wrong. They've known no other hope of the United States for decades. They can speak another language. There is no mercy. There is no forgiveness. There is no common decency. There is no humanity. Of course, that's actually the policy as well. What if we conflict on end? Park City would have to do on his watch. Now, his mate Netanyahu has done what he wants for a while, and Netanyahu has even said, well, I reserve the right to address scars again whenever I feel like it. So it's good that the three Israeli hostages release. He's good that 90 Palestinian women and children released as well. Obviously, we should never be detained in most cases. They're hostages too. But Trump doesn't want to do these the trade sanctions on China and other countries. I think it was the US economy than before. They may put the fries on China. So China made him some sort of a deal. I do think it's deterring the Chinese from not to be taken turn on. They're building all these landing ships. Yes, there's something going to happen. If not, 25 years after, they can't. They might have to take immigration by just eating to legal taxes or just really blocking Taiwan, crossing off their commerce. Trump
it's going to work because Elon Musk decided. So he'd be able to broadcast his disinformation through X and other media outlets. Yeah, and then Trump obviously looking for Kenny Parker for the next generation. Not just J.D. Vance. If J.D. Vance was set for the presidency 4 years hence, who would be the vice president? Would it be Ivanka Trump, for example? Would she be his presidential running mate? Something like that to be some sort of legacy. But Rubner doesn't really have that many other list of ideas. So he's very anti-environmental. He wants tax cuts, super rich. Obviously, that's up to the House of Congress, or the president. President can propose, but obviously, it's only up to Congress to dispose. Congress is not the president anything he wants. So, if you try to scrap all the environment, that's what he'd like, to pump more pollutants into the air. Yeah, that will boost the economy in the short term. It'll just wreck the economy. Actually, but he doesn't care about that. I think Frank doesn't understand it. I mean, Trump's already had a read on that level. We'd be ashamed of this person's completely unsuitable for political leadership. Because imagine how little you know. He'd never read anything. And beyond school, there's very little evidence he's read anything. Okay, so like me, we're devouring books and newspaper articles all the night time. But he's just very, very ill-informed. And then, therefore, hasn't been able to hone his cognitive faculties. No analytical skills, and we can develop this from reading things, especially opposing arguments, and pressing formulating arguments and things like that. Well, the reason why we're such an absolutely cataclysmic businessman went bankrupt four times, managed to have a casino which he ran into the ground in the middle of a major gambling city, which would have been easy to make a profit. It would have been like, you know, shooting an elephant in the bathtub, as they say. You just couldn't. It wasn't a question of whether you make profit, just how much of a profit. So it screwed up some very, very basic things. But as I say, I think his team will know what they're doing a lot more. They'll be slipper about things, and then there'll be more triumphalism. What against Iran? There's a lot of war against Iran. Iran is quite a few people already, so it's quite good for Trump. You know, China did invade Taiwan. I don't think Trump will take any rejection whatsoever. And there's the Iran problem behind it, with a what was it? Remember, even the United States does not recognize Taiwan as an independent country, does not have diplomatic relations with Taiwan, the one China policy. Yeah. So there might be sanctions or something, but nobody knows that. Well, what would be right to refrain from that? And then what's that? I don't think Trump is going to pull out of NATO. But some of the real MAGA loonies, they might be disappointed that Trump isn't going further. What he could do is there are various people in prison. For peaceful protest, he might let some of them out, the children's offenders with presidential pardons. I think he'll start with usually people who are sentenced to death. Biden said none of those on his watch. Thank you for watching the channel. Okay, everybody, please like and subscribe.